Now, I'd like to welcome my first guest to this morning's programme, and it's Mark Galvin. Good morning, Mark. Welcome to Lifeline.
How are you? Thanks very much for having me on.
Not at all. Mark, did I pronounce your name right there, Galvin?
You did. Well, Galvin, yeah.
Galvin, like Galvin-anthem.
That's the one. Exactly.
Mark, you come up with a great idea there. You're studying on your final year there in the Institute of Technology there in Blanchestown. You're doing event management.
That's it, yeah.
And you're running a great thing there. You're hosting a five-a-side football tournament in aid of Cycle Against Suicide. Do you want to let it go there and tell us all about it, Mark?
Yeah, no problem, yeah. So basically, like I said, yeah, I'm in the Institute of Technology in Blanchestown. As part of one of my modules is event management. We have to host 30 events all across the month of April.
Right.
So our one is on the 23rd. It's kicking off at 12 o'clock and it's a five-a-side football tournament. We're going to replicate the European Championships that are taking place this summer. So at the moment we have 24 teams taking part. There's 7 people per team and we're charging €70 a team to take part. So we're looking at raising 4 figures for the charity anyway so far.
Very good. Is this the first time that you've this actual event has taken place?
Well, they do it every year. They do the main event that Cycle Against Suicide does. It's a large-scale charity cycle, so that takes place all over the country. Teams raise money, but they do spin-off events like ours. So that's what our class has been doing all across April. So there's been a few different ones.
Very good. The football. And it's a brilliant idea that you came up with there coinciding with the European Championships. Very good.
Yeah. It's raised a lot of interest, yeah. So we've got all 24 teams and we're in the process of just putting them into groups. And yeah, it should be a great day.
24 teams, oh my God. You must have really loads of people involved.
Yeah, well, I mean, there's teams from all over North Dublin. Anyway, we were targeting it at Malahide because that's where myself and my classmate are from.
Right.
But there is the teams from Coolock, Port Marnock, so it's all over the place are taking part. So.
And is there a prize? I know that the money is going to charity.
Well, the main prize is going to be pride. There will be a kiddie put in the bar afterwards where there's going to be a presentation reward ceremony back in Gibley's in Malahide afterwards. So obviously anyone listening that wants to come out and support, they're more than welcome to come down and join us afterwards or come out and watch the football on the day.
Well, you never know.
Yeah, exactly. Also, if you'd like to make a donation, you can go on to www.cyclingagainstsuicide.com or, like I said, come out on the day and you can make one if you'd like to.
So, Mark, tell us, is it too late for any... you're saying that it's going to be taking place on the 23rd. So is it too late now for people to get involved?
I'm afraid so. It is since the last time I spoke to you. We've actually filled all the spaces now. So we have all the teams, but like I said, it'll be a great day to come out if you do want to still come out and support.
Yeah. And you've 24 teams. So how many people actually, have you got involved altogether?
Well, like I said, seven people per team for 24. I'm not exactly sure of the whole number, but we're looking at raising at about 1,500 anyway.
Oh my God, isn't that absolutely brilliant? Yeah. Fair play to you. And you're going to be having the presentation later on in Gibney's and Malahide. Well, you know what? It's my birthday, so I might head on down.
Yeah, pop down, join us for a drink. You're more than welcome.
So the charity Suicide Prevention, it's a great cause. Yeah. And I suppose that...
It is a very worthy cause, yeah.
What made you want to do something in for event management based around this charity?
Well, our class kind of shows that as a group, but our lecturer, Gary Burney, he holds charity very close to his head. He actually knows the organiser of the cycle event as well.
Mm-hmm.
So he put us on that route and then we all just decided our own events to based around raising money for the same cause.
Very good, yeah. And are you already getting sponsorship or are you in the process of doing that?
We have a few small businesses around the area, Malahide, like Gimney's and things, are sponsoring us just for food and drinks afterwards. Just small, every little bit helps.
Exactly, and it's for a great cause too,
It is.
I'm cycling.
All the money that's raised will go back into Cycle Against Suicide and the services that they provide for anyone that's battling with mental health or, unfortunately in Ireland, you don't have to search far to find someone that's either struggling with a mental issue or someone in their family directly associated with them,
Yeah. It is. It's becoming something that's not going away, really. Every year we're talking.
It's a problem. It's basically one of the things that we're trying to push with the event is your physical health, you need to look after your mental health. So that's kind of the idea of doing a physical activity to raise awareness about it.
I know, and the days of turning around and saying to people, go for a walk, snap out of it, them days are gone.
Yeah.
And the more awareness we can raise, the better for it. Have you had to do a lot of research, Mark, in order for to do this? Like, have you done research on suicide prevention?
Not so much into the prevention. We've looked a lot into the work that they do a lot of work with other organisations like Pieta House, Samaritans, mm-hmm. Grow, yourmentalhealth.ie and the likes of that. So, I mean, the services are all there for anyone that does need help. It's just about getting people to actually realise there's no shame in asking for help anymore, you know?
Yeah, yeah. Can I ask you, whereabouts are the tournaments taking place? Because, I mean, if you have 24 teams, you're probably scattered all over the city.
So there's a sports complex called Broomfield in Malahide. So it's just at the top of the hill off Main Street in Malahide.
Yeah.
It's just a large AstroTurf. It's more than has more than enough capacity for 24 teams that are taking place.
Oh my God, so it's the whole, all the teams are going to be doing it there?
Yeah, it's a one-day tournament, so it's kicking off at 12. It should be done by 4 or 5 anyway. They're only short games. It'll be 12-minute matches.
Wow, and is that the pitches up by Scolisa?
It is, across the road from Scolisa, yeah.
Oh, very good, very good. So not too far from the village and everything and like...
No, exactly. Down the hill afterwards to give me for a few, so everything's within a few minutes of each other.
Okay. Tell us, Mark, okay, apart, you're obviously going to be playing yourself.
I can't, no, my lecture, like I said, it's for a module in college event management, so my lecture will be up there making sure everything runs smoothly, so he'll be evaluating us as well as the football, so we can't actually take part in it this time.
Oh, well, like you're taking part because you'll be doing the event management. Do you play football normally?
I did when I was younger. I'll do the next one.
Hopefully
it's an event I'll run in the future, so we'll take part in it next year.
So this is actually the very first time that you've ran this particular event in conjunction with the other events, yeah.
It's the first time that we're doing football against suicide anyway. There's so many different spin-off events that are taking place. I'm not sure off the top of my head what they are now, but there are, like I said, everyone in our class is doing different ones. We're just basing ours around football, yeah.
That's brilliant, football against suicide. Yeah. Like, it even sounds like it's going to be a success already.
I know, there's been huge interest on the Facebook page and things.
Lovely. Tell us about the Facebook page, Mark.
We just basically set up an event page just to advertise the event. And, I mean, within a couple of days, we nearly had all the groups fulfilled. So if you do want to check it out, it's the European Championships Football Against Suicide. If you type that into Facebook page, you'll see us pop up. There's a little promo for the day and things.
Yeah, yeah. When is the European Football Champions? I'm terrible. You'd know I was a woman now, wouldn't you?
They're taking place this summer.
Yeah, okay. So the cycling, have you ever done the cycling?
I haven't. We have a group. We also have a group in our class they've put a team into that. So I'm not sure exactly the distance that they're doing it, but that's all over the country. Teams are putting in... They're putting teams in for that, yeah.
Yeah, we've done them before, you know. So was it hard getting the organising the event and getting all the teams together and the lads together to dig out there?
Not really. I mean, there's a huge presence of football in Malahide and all the towns around Malahide. So I think once a competition popped up on Facebook, there wasn't really much advertising to do. Mm-hmm. You know, there's a high level of... Or a lot of people want a lot of competition amongst them, you know.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, so the 24 teams, and do they enter, like, do they pay as a team or do they pay individually?
It's as a team, so it's €70 a team. Well, it's basically a tenner ahead, you know.
Tenner
it's 70
ahead, yeah.
A team, so.
And that's brilliant. Yeah. And would they have sponsor cards as well?
They don't, no. But like I said, if you're there on the day, there will be, obviously, there'll be the opportunity to make a donation if you'd like.
Very good, very good. Are you going to run any raffles or do spot prizes or anything like that, Mark?
We're still a few things up in the air, yeah. The Mixed Malahide Martial Arts has offered, they're doing a membership for the month. They're going to raffle that off anyway. There's a few things. We're doing a few spot prizes back in Gibney's afterwards.
Yeah. What was that?
Just the tournament and the likes of that.
What was that you said they were going to give away for a month there?
I have a connection with Malahide Martial Arts. Said that they're going to rattle off every month a free membership for that anyway.
That is absolutely...
It's also growing in around the area as well.
Yeah, that's brilliant. And I was only listening to something there about martial arts, and it's becoming ever so popular really with the kids. They're trying to stop kids looking at these WFA fighting. There was something saying that they're too violent and we should be trying to get our kids into martial arts because I suppose it's more disciplined, they say.
I agree with you. Yeah, it's getting huge now.
Yeah. Anyway, getting back to Suicide Prevention Cycle, it's an absolutely fantastic charity, and well done to you for picking that charity. And how long have you been working on it on the whole, Mark?
We've been doing this module now for about 2 months. There hasn't actually been that much planned into it. We've taken part in tournaments like this in the past. Like I said, it was just about getting the participants to take part first, and that all happened very quick. So it's a few small things to put together now, just prizes and, you know, collect, getting accessories, footballs and things, getting that together. But yeah, we're ready to go now, so it should be a great day.
Lovely. And for anybody that is out there that's listening to this broadcast, don't hesitate to get onto Mark's Facebook page there you have set up. What's the Facebook page again, Mark? Could you give it out
so
to
it's
us?
The European Championships Football Against Suicide.
European. That's brilliant. A great idea. What about Twitter?
No, we're not on Twitter. Just on Facebook.
European Champions.
The European Football Championships, Football Against Suicide.
Championship Football Against Suicide. Brilliant, brilliant. Yeah. Okay, Mark, well, listen, I have to say, well done to you and all your colleagues there. You've done a great job. And
Thank you very much.
Not at all.
Thanks for having us on.
You're more than welcome. It sounds like it's going to be an absolutely fabulous day. It's going to be taking place.
I think it will, yeah.
Yeah, well, we'll have to be watching this space. Tell me this before you do go, Mark. The website there is www.cycleagainstsuicide.ie, and the Facebook is European Football Champions. The rest of
Championships.
It? Championships.
Football Against Suicide, yeah.
Okay. And what time are you be kicking off there on the 23rd?
So, well, the teams will be showing up from about 11 o'clock, but the first match will be kicking off at 12. And then down to give me from, I don't know, 4 or 5 onwards.
Yeah, yeah, for the presentation and the prizes and all the rest of it. Absolutely great stuff. Well, listen, Mark, well done to yourself and your colleagues, and hopefully that you are going to bring more awareness to suicide prevention, because like that, as we just said there, it is on the up and it's something that we do need to address. And what a great charity indeed for you guys to pick.
Exactly, it's a great cause, yeah.
It is indeed. Mark, thanks ever so much for joining me.
No problem, thanks again for having me on.
Thanks a million, Mark.
Bye.
And that was Mark Galvin there, and what a good guy, and indeed you can check them out there on Facebook.